Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
The Minister for Health confirmed that a number of sick children from Gaza have been successfully medically evacuated for healthcare treatment in Ireland. 8 children landed here last night, and it's estimated that Ireland will receive up to 30 paediatric patients in total from Gaza. For more on this, I'm joined by Niall O'Keefe, Head of International and Migration with the Irish Red Cross, and Minister of State for Overseas Development, Sean Fleming, also. Thank you both for joining me on Drive Time this evening. To you, Sean Fleming, first of all, can you tell us about the arrival of these children and what's happened, please?
Well, first of all, the government agreed some time ago to take 36 children from through Europe, and they came originally from Egypt, where they've been for the last number of months, from the Gaza originally. And out of that, that's a group of about 1,300 across Europe and other countries that are going to facilitate this. And our figure, we've said we'll take about 30. So the children we are talking about are children who suffer from cancer, haemophilia, have blood disorders, and some more injuries that will require surgery. So none of them were emergency evacuees that needed medical treatment this morning, because they wouldn't have been fit to travel if that was the case. So these are people with medical conditions that will need support from our medical services for some time into the future. And it was done with the help, I say, of Egypt especially, who has looked after these children for a number of months, and also the Slovak Republic. It was their plane brought them in, and their ambassador was with myself and the Palestinian ambassador to meet the group. Now, we will say we didn't engage directly in the children, because some of them were as young as 2 and 3 years old. They were with their mothers and some of their brothers and sisters. The whole group that arrived yesterday was 27. So it was late when they came in. It was quite cold, and it was important that they be brought to their accommodation straight away. And the Irish Red Cross are looking after them since first thing this morning. They got medical assessment that none of them had any particular urgent problem. And now the Irish Red Cross are actually looking after accommodation. But just to give a very brief background, you know, this involved right across the government's Foreign Affairs, the Department of Health and the HSE, Justice, because of immigration issues,
yes,
and social protection, will have to provide them with funds, and they've done that already.
And you mentioned, Sean Fleming, Egypt, Slovakia, all the Red Cross, which I'll come to Niall in a moment, all the various bodies you're talking about and government departments here. People might say, why is it only happening now? But it's been a complex process, has it?
It has been a complex process, and in the first instance, Egypt have taken a number of sick children out of Gaza. They have about 2,500 children needing medical treatment, which is a phenomenal number for one country to bear, and other countries are stepping up to the plate. This isn't the first evacuation now into Europe. Others have done so. There's over 30 or 40 children in different European countries, you know, in recent weeks and recent months.
Okay.
Ireland now made the decision to take these as quickly as we could, and we have a total commitment for 30 children. I will say, just in case somebody says, how is this going to impact on our health services? Nobody requiring orthopedic services as children are coming as part of this. We're taking children that require other medical attention, because obviously in children's orthopedic section of our medicine and health services, we do need to look after some of our own who are in very severe need. So we've been taking a particular category of people who require ongoing medical but not emergency medical treatment.
Well, I was going to ask you that, because you mentioned 2,500 Medivac patients in Egypt, and just 8 arriving in Ireland, up to maybe a commitment of 30 or 36, yeah, you mentioned. But is it because they also come with family and with siblings that we are looking at accommodation needs, as well as the strain on health resources, maybe, as to why those numbers might seem relatively small?
Yeah, so in other words, the 8 patients, by and large, that 7 or 8 mothers were there, and there might have been one sick child, but maybe their brother and sister was with them. So you couldn't separate families and having the mother coming and leave their children behind. So if there's one or two other children in the family, they came as well, and they're in good health, but one of their little brothers or sisters does require medical treatment on an ongoing basis. So we brought the family. Well, no fathers were there because they're obviously still at home. But as the mothers came with the children.
I want to bring in Niall O'Keefe here as well from the Irish Red Cross. Niall, thanks for joining us too. Sean Fleming mentioned there that Red Cross looking after these families and these children and their siblings. What can you tell us about their welfare today?
Thanks, John. And just to say, last night at the airport when they arrived, it was very touching to meet the families when they arrived and you know, wrapped in their blankets, helping them to deal with the cold winter night and to bring them into a room that was set up for them there near the airport and help them to kind of take their first steps into Ireland. I think we all know or can imagine what it's like to have a sick child and how distressing that can be. And then to imagine that, you know, what it's like not to be able to get that medical treatment that you need. And so for these families, that treatment wasn't available for them in Gaza, obviously because of the situation there, or in Cairo either, as the minister was saying there. And so great that Ireland has been able to step forward and provide them with this treatment now and to help them start that journey.
I'll come back and ask about that. I'm just thinking, though, you mentioned how touching it was to meet them before we even come, I suppose, to their healthcare needs and the practicalities that you're looking after as well. These children and families that you met, I'm assuming some have been through traumatic situations. So was that obvious?
When we met them last night, I think people were a little bit, they've just come in off the plane and it was very, very cold. And I suppose, to be honest, they were just dealing with the cold right away and it's dark and it's a strange country and everything like that. But you're absolutely right. You know, we're very mindful now of the healthcare, the mental side of it for them. So I suppose in the immediate today, as the minister was saying there, we have taken them over to the hospital so that they can get their initial medical assessment, and that would be paramount in terms of determining their plan for the next number of days and weeks ahead. But part of that as well then for us will be putting in place some medical or some mental health supports for them, because as you outlined there in terms of their own, the trauma, what they have done, what they've gone through, and for their own families that have been left behind. And that was even one of the things last night when they arrived in, into the room last night, they were like, can we have a Wi-Fi password? Can we contact our families to say that we've arrived, we're safe, and to check in about where they are, you know? So it's very human, it's very personable, and you know, the situation that they're going through is quite in itself, it's a big, big change for them to come from where they have been. And so for us and the role of the Red Cross in this over the next while, it is to provide them with accommodation, and that will be provided here in Dublin, property that is managed by the Irish Red Cross, which is great for those families. And you know, it's close and will be close to the hospital where they can get the treatment. And then we'll provide them with social work type support. We'll provide them with other kind of support that they need, just to help them to kind of navigate their new environment that they are here. And we've lots of clothes and other items that have been food and things that have been supported and provided for them today and this morning and the coming days as well. And just to say, we've received a massive amount of very generous donations from people in terms of clothes and food and other items. And that's been fantastic. And it's great, you know, to receive that support from people to the Red Cross in the last few days and in the coming days. And if I can suggest that, I know people are out there are interested to provide further support, but I suppose at this stage we would say that we have a good level of support for these particular families, which is great. And if people wanted to contribute more, they could contribute to the Gaza appeal that we have.
I'll bring back in Sean Fleming, the Minister of State for Overseas Development there. You mentioned maybe as many as 30 or 36 paediatric patients. Do we know when more people might arrive, more children might arrive with their families from Gaza?
Well, the straight answer is we've agreed to take them. And at the moment, the World Health Organization are the people involved who identified these children in Gaza in the first place and got them into Egypt. Most of them are in Egypt. And it'll be a question of us dealing. They will submit to Ireland the list of patients that are we in a position to take. We then will check with the relevant hospitals here that can they take an extra number of people. And when they get, we get to go ahead from our hospitals here and consultants, yes, we can take 4 more. Yes, we can take 10 more. And we will move at that point. So there is quite a chain to go through to get each particular group, because there's no point in bringing somebody here if the specific treatment required is not ready on standby with the relevant consultants. So it involves literally from the World Health Organization in Gaza right down to the hospital consultant here in Ireland to give the go-ahead. Okay. So there is a time issue involved.
And you mentioned cooperation between Ireland and Egypt and Slovakia. We know we've discussed it a lot this week about strained diplomatic relations between Ireland and Israel. Was there, and the comments we know about Israel towards Ireland, closing its embassy, etc. here, was there any cooperation between Ireland and Israel, or was that poor relationship hampering these efforts in any way, Sean Fleming?
No, it was the practical steps, because the World Health Organization identified those children in Gaza and gave the list then to Egypt. And most of the children identified on that list have already been brought to Egypt. And these children have been in Egypt for a number of months. And then we needed a plane, and Slovakia have some planes owned by their own state government who said, we will step in and provide the transport to Ireland when we had the hospital places and the consultants on board that they could take these. So it didn't involve Israel one way or the other at this particular operation.
Before I let you go, Sean Fleming, politicians, are they taking a break over Christmas now, or is there more government formation talks to be done? Because some would say Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the regionals pretty much have the plan sewn up as in the work is done, or the agreement is there in principle anyway. It's just about formalising it. Is that right?
No, you're a little bit one step. It's not done, you know, and it's not just a question of formalizing. And there's negotiations still to take place because each party has different objectives. We have agreed budgets before with Fine Gael, and so we are able to come to concrete decisions when we need to do so. But that will be into January. And also, we'll say, in our own party, we will have to have a special delegates conference. Our members will have ultimately the say on this. So it's not just a question of ourselves in Dáil Éireann, our party membership, and I'm presuming it'll be the same in Fine Gael, will have sort of consent to any agreement that is formalised, and that'll be the blueprint then for the government for the next 5 years. So that will take a number of weeks yet at this stage.
But you're the outgoing Minister of State for Overseas Development. You would expect to see some of the regional independents looking for ministerial jobs now in the next government.
Okay, I'm not part of the negotiating team, and ultimately those decisions will be made by the party leaders. Ultimately, that's who they'll make that decision.
Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Sean Fleming there, the Minister of State for Overseas Development. Thanks also to Niall O'Keefe, Head of International Migration with the Irish Red Cross. It's 51551. It's Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. And next, we're heading to the States.